Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm losing weight. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure, as always, to be part of your day. And I know it's like a dream come true for you. We've got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead, but unfortunately, we're having a little technical difficulty getting in touch with Bill Coleman, who was supposed to be with us from salary.com, but he either is, you know, he lives in a big city, and sometimes their traffic gets a little wacky, and so he may join us just a little bit, but we're going to continue to march, you and me, and I'm going to talk about something that I would have been talking about tomorrow, because I want to wrap up the management portion of our Small Business Survival Course. And that is to talk about intellectual property. This is, as you remember, the Small Business Survival Course is the things that I've been focusing on for the last few weeks to talk about some of the fundamentals that you and I need to pay attention to a little bit more to do a better job operating our businesses. And I've been talking about management for the last 2 weeks. First was financial, then human resources, now management. Next week we'll begin the marketplace series of the Small Business Survival Course. And I mentioned intellectual property. This is a very important section of the Small Business Survival Course. And it's really the new part. Almost everything else, except some of the technology, almost everything else that I will have talked about when we talk about the fundamentals of operating a business, almost everything else is classic. I'm not going to say old. It's classic. That means that it was as important 100 years ago as it is today, and it'll be as important 100 years from now as it is today. And those are things like the way we manage our numbers, the way we manage our financials. Cash will still be king 100 years from now. Understanding the difference between cash flow and accounting will still be important 100 years from now. Taking care of our human beings who work with us, the human resources that are made available to us through our employees, taking care of those human beings will still be important. It was 100 years ago, it is today, will be 100 years from now. And so many of the management issues, I talked about leadership, I guess it was day before yesterday. Leadership is classic, the leadership things that we know. We had a gentleman on earlier in the week talking about Robert Greene, as I remember. Yeah, Robert Greene, talking about the rules of war, and the things he talked about with regard to leadership go back thousands of years. 100 years from now, the things that we know about what makes leaders effective will still be important. But this thing we're talking about today, intellectual property, this is fairly new. And this is why it's important to sort of land on this a little bit, spend a little bit of time on it, because it's new, and I say new meaning within the last several years, not centuries old. Especially in terms of the way we create intellectual property. Now, intellectual property is anything that you know, anything that you've created, intellectual property is copyrights, it's patents, it's systems that you've developed that are unique to you, that you have developed yourself, that helps your business to operate better. Now, granted, people have been doing those kinds of things four centuries. And some of you may remember that I've talked about intellectual property being having actually begun, our modern journey of intellectual property actually having begun with Mr. Gutenberg's press in the mid-15th century. And I believe that. But about 25 years ago, it really got kicked into high gear by some things that happened. And that was the way we started leveraging the assets that we have. And that's what I want to talk about when we come back after these messages. It's not that we haven't had intellectual property for a while. It's just that we started leveraging them differently because of the technology we have. So when we come back, I'll talk about that. And that'll be right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back. She was a bebop baby. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Still wrestling a little bit with my hoarseness. It doesn't hurt, as I say. If it sounds a little bit hoarse, that's because I am a little bit hoarse. But you know what they say? You know what they said a long time ago? Someone said this a long time ago. The show must go on. You're here. I'm here. Let's do it. And I've been talking about the intellectual property element of managing your business. And I was telling you that even though intellectual property really has been around since the first two brain cells bumped together and created a memory, that was intellectual property. And then when Mr. Gutenberg invented his press back in the 15th century, it really got kicked into high gear. But then it got kicked into high gear again when people started working with computers. We started collecting the information and replicating it and managing it and leveraging it. And when you think about how entrepreneurs have leveraged their dreams, how they've leveraged assets to follow their dreams, I should say. Think about Mr. Ford, for example. Henry Ford had to have equipment, vehicles, buildings, thousands of people, if he was going to follow his dream. Those were the assets that he leveraged more than anything else to follow his dream. And that was pretty much the way it was throughout history until about the second half of the last century, of the 20th century. And especially, it's really picked up momentum, this change and how we leverage assets has really picked up momentum in the last 20 years. And it's evidenced by a report that you've heard me talk about before, probably, a study that Kenneth Crozen conducted. Kenneth's been on the show before, but I knew about his report before I knew him. And we're glad we were able to find him. But he discovered that in the late 70s, corporations leveraged two kinds of assets. They leveraged physical assets like Henry Ford did, as I talked about, and they leveraged intangible assets. The physical were inventory, vehicles, buildings, etc. The intangibles were copyrights, patents, things like that, things that we know. And it was 80% tangible, approximately, and 20% intangible. Eight out of 10 of every dollar of assets was something you could kick or paint or move, and 20% were ideas, things on paper, things in a computer, systems, patents, copyrights, etc., intangible. What he noticed was when he continued his study, by the end of the 20th century, only, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, those numbers had inverted so that corporations were leveraging around 80% intangible assets and only 20% tangible. Think about that. In a 20-year period, approximately, the type of assets that businesses leveraged, the businesses deployed to follow their business model, to follow their entrepreneurial dreams, 80% of what they used to do that was intangible. Only 20% were tangible. These are the balance sheets. These are right off the balance sheets of these corporations. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that we're entering a new age, I think. And that's where I think when we talk about a new economy, that is one argument for a new economy. However, I'm going to go back to something I've said all along. What we're experiencing right now is not so much about new rules as it is about new tools. And here's what I mean by that. You and I are still leveraging assets to follow our dream. We still need assets. We still need things and people and capital to follow our dream. But we are using different tools to do that. When Mr. Ford followed his entrepreneurial dream, he had to hire a lot of people, build a lot of buildings, etc., etc. When you and I follow our entrepreneurial dream, we're still leveraging assets, but we're more likely to leverage intangible assets, information, technology, that sort of thing. We're more likely to leverage those kinds of things than we are to leverage fixed assets. Another thing that you and I do that we're doing better than some of the past centuries entrepreneurs is we're leveraging relationships. And that's part of the intellectual property too. What we know about other people, what we know about their capability, and how we can use what they have to blend with what we have so that we can get the job done without owning everything ourselves. And that's all part of, I consider that to be part of our intellectual property assets as well. I'll take a quick break. We come back, I'm going to wrap this up as we complete the management portion of the Small Business Survival Course. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me. Now it's time to go home. Then he makes it fast with one more thing. There's Chicago for you. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you can. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. The newsletter comes by email on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. And the blog comes Monday through Friday if you want us to send it to you, or you can just come get it if you want. And that blog includes, every day includes a new article and that I've written, by the way, and all four of the interviews that we've done in any given day, both hours of the show broken down into different interviews each day. So it's all new information every day. It's a multimedia blog. And we've got some photos up there. Whenever I go on the road, we take pictures and show you some of the things, some of the people we meet. You don't have to look at me. You can just look at the cool people that I meet there. So check that out when you get a chance. You can come get it or we'll send it to you, either one. And also lots of other things on my website that I hope you'll use to your advantage to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. I want to wrap up on intellectual property. And I want to talk about your own business. You know, I set the stage for how things are changing. Folks, I want you to believe what I said in the in the previous segment, because it's true. More and more companies are leveraging intellectual property, intangible assets more, and hard assets less. So when you think, when you look at, when you're managing your business and you're looking at your own, the leverage that you're using yourself, is your model more of a 20th century model, or is it more of a 21st century model? Let me give you an example of how a traditional 20th century business could morph into the 21st century. Let's say that you're a supplier, you're a wholesaler. Well, 20 years ago, you might have had $1 million worth of inventory that you kept under your roof. Today, because of some of the ways goods are being managed and stored and shipped and all that, you might be able to get by with $500,000 worth of inventory and leave the other half in somebody else's warehouse. Maybe it's not even, doesn't, you don't even own it until you need it. Probably not. But even if you do have to own it and somebody else is managing it for you to be shipped whenever you need it, at least you didn't have to provide a building to put that other $500,000 worth of inventory in. Because today there's technology. There are systems developed for companies to work with each other so that you don't have to have as much inventory under your roof. Maybe you've got $2 billion available to you today. And see, that's quite completely possible. That 20 years ago, if you needed $1 million, you had to hold $1 million worth of inventory. Today, you might be able to own $500,000 worth of inventory, but have access to $5 million worth of inventory. Much more leverage, but less assets that you own. And you leverage those other assets that are in somebody else's building. You leverage those through technology, through the intellectual property that has been developed for you to use. So I want you to think about those things. Today, you're more likely, 20 years ago, you were more likely to hire an employee and provide them with technology to help them do their job. Today, you might be as likely to buy technology and hire the employee to support the technology. Quite possible, folks. And not every job that you have, but maybe some of the jobs that you have. I hope you believe this intellectual property inversion trend that I've talked about, the 80-20 thing. I want you to look around your own business. See if you don't see some of that happening. Maybe it's not 80-20. Maybe it's just 50-50. Maybe it's 60-40 now. But I think you'll notice that today you're leveraging more intellectual property and less hard assets. And that's something that you need to pay attention to as you structure your future, as you do your business planning for the future. Something to think about. I'm going to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you know who my heroes are, small business owners, and you know that this program is for you. I'll be back on the other side of the news with Joan Pryde. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.